Text for this evening's meditation is from 1 John chapter 4, these words, "And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world." So our text, you may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the meaning of our text for this first of three Advent midweek meditations, it seems obvious, doesn't it? Father has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Savior of the world. I mean, how many times have we heard that? "For God so loved the world." You know that text from John 3. "He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him." That's John 1. We will hear that here in Christmas. "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Sin of the world. Voice of John the Baptist. Yes, this is old hat. The Son of the Father, Jesus the Christ, is not just the Savior of you, not just the Savior of me, not just the Savior of a few Lutherans, not just the Savior of Americans, but Jesus is the Savior of the world. The world. The entire world. It's hard to grasp that, to grasp this idea of the world, and becoming, so it seems, increasingly harder. Why? Well, what really is the world? What really is the world? I mean, what do we, each of us individually, think the world actually is? Used to be thought commonly that the world was a big blue marble. That is, to borrow a phrase from Red Green, that we're all in this together. Picture was taken with the title Blue Marble by the Apollo 17th spacecraft on December 7th, 1972, showing the entire Earth in dazzling color. It's become one of the most often reproduced pictures ever. 2 years later, 1974, a television show, a children's show, debuted on public television with the title Big Blue Marble. It's a show about children from all over the world. And at that time as well, the Coca-Cola company had that ditty on television which began, you remember, "I'd like to teach the world to sing." The world to sing? Perfect harmony. Borrowing a song that had become popular the year before. If I remember one of the commercials from that time correctly, it featured a bottle of Coke being handed from one person to the next, each person of a different ethnic makeup. Well, that was then. View of the world then. The world having come through two world wars. The world in the middle of a Cold War. The world, all of us, it would seem, with an understanding of being somehow connected simply because we were human beings. Today, however, it would seem we are not as much connected as disconnected. There's no world. It's just our little world. The little world that each of us has created for ourselves. Enter any public space, any space almost anywhere where there are people, a restaurant, a doctor's office, a basketball game, and so many people are not looking around and talking to those around them, taking in the event, the situation, the experience, but enter any space where there are people, and all you seem to see nowadays are the heads of the people, the top of their heads, as they're all staring down at their phones, all living in, observing, participating in their own worlds. The worlds they've created from websites, YouTube videos, social media, news feeds, Pinterest topics, online gaming handles, and passwords. That's their world. That's the world. It's not a shared world. It's not a world of 8 billion people, almost. It is almost 8 billion worlds. All of our own creation, a galaxy of worlds, we could say, of disconnectedness, all the result of greater connectivity. Which is somewhat ironic. The more connected we have become electronically, we could suggest, the more disconnected we have become to the world around us, to the idea of a world full of people, to the concept of a big blue marble. So what does it mean, really, for each of us individually? The Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Does it mean that the Son, Jesus Christ, was sent to the world to save all of mankind? Well, yes. And does that mean that the Father sent the Son to save the people outside of the world which we have created for ourselves, our life, the people we know, the people we've connected to online, and the world that we've created for ourselves there? Well, yes. So does that mean that the gospel of Jesus is much greater, much bigger, much more powerful than our perception of it? Yes. Sending of the Son by the Father was not just an event to be noted on a Twitter feed, not just a story to be covered by Twin Cities newscasts, and not even of the momentous importance of the occurrence of a world war. It was, that is, the sending of the Son by the Father to the big blue marble, which is Earth. It was an event of which there would be no greater, one of no other greater significance in the history of mankind. The Creator of all that exists was sending His own Son to the only life that exists, in order that life could continue forever. Yes, yes, the Father sent the Son to become the Messiah of the Jews, the Messiah long promised to the children of Israel, the Anointed One, the Son of David, the Christ. And yes, the very Son of God, the Christ, was sent to each and every one of us, to each and every one of our worlds, the worlds we've created for ourselves, whether we have a cell phone or not. Yes, the Father sent the Son to each and every one of us so that believing in Him we might have life in His name. That is the forgiveness of sin. Think of it here as instead Christ being preached to all nations, Christ being preached to all the micronations, the microcultures that have sprung up through the usage of the internet. Yes, Christ is coming for us. Christ is coming for us with His word to turn our hearts and minds from our sin, our misery, our loneliness, and our despair. Yes, the Son of God was sent to us individually in whatever culture it is we find ourselves. Christ was not sent to save the world, that is, to save the little worlds we've created for ourselves, our own little microcosms of us. No, Christ was not sent to save the worlds we ourselves have created, but Christ was sent to save us from the worlds we have created. Christ was sent so that we could get our heads out of our phones, our heads out of our hands. Christ was sent so that we could get our heads out of our problems, our heads out of our lives. Christ was sent so that we could look up and see our salvation from ourselves, from our sin-tainted microverses, and looking up, look around, and see the world for what it truly is, the creation of God, our loving Heavenly Father, the amazing creation of God, our loving Heavenly Father, overwhelmingly beautiful, even after having been laid bare by the flood. Yes, the Son of God was sent to us so that we could look up and look around and see and acknowledge and reach out to love and serve all of those around us. Why? Because Christ did not just suffer and die on the cross for each of us individually. Christ suffered and died on the cross for the entire world. That is, He suffered and died for all those whom we love and serve around us. Being caught up in our own lives, the internet allowing us to focus and refine and define even more closely who it is we are and who we encounter and with whom we interact, we can completely forget that we belong to that greater reality, the reality called the world, called humankind, called the human race, for all of whom Christ died, for all of whom Christ would make members of His body, the Holy Christian Church. Forget that. It's easy to do. When we lived in Germany, one of the first things I was somewhat surprised about was the fact that so many of the students with which I studied knew all about the United States. They knew all about what was going on here, knew all about the latest thing in the news. Now, when I let them know how surprised I was, they were also surprised because, well, they assumed that I should know about what was going on in Germany, that all Americans should, and that we heard every night in America on the news what was going on there. They were extremely crestfallen when I told them that that wasn't the case, that we rarely have ever heard anything about Germany, about what was going on there, because it simply was not that important to us. And it still isn't. So an entire country of 300 million people, the United States, can consider another country of 100 million people irrelevant. And a person on a cell phone absorbed in their little world in an office full of people can consider all of them irrelevant. And a family gathered together in a house somewhere for Thanksgiving or Christmas, all sitting there in a room, all on their phones in their own worlds they've created, can consider all those around them irrelevant. Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. The world of which each and every one of us is a part. And in this world, the world of God's creation, we're all connected. Whether we know it or not. In that we're all human beings. All made in the image of God. All with the capacity to communicate with one another. To see each other, not with cameras, but with eyes. To hear each other, not with speakers, but with ears. To speak to each other, not with our keystrokes on keyboards, but with tongues and mouths and teeth. It's all in 3D. The highest resolution. The world created by God, filled with those created in His image. It's right there in front of us, every single day. It's this world that the Father sent the Son to save. Amen. Now the peace which...